Okay, so Lily has a white patch behind her knee, in that crease at the back of the leg. And she sits on her feet at school for hours, which makes it hot and sweaty in that area. Let me talk through what it could be, and then some remedies. So there are a few possibilities here. Number one, and this is actually the most common cause of white patches behind the knees in children, is eczema. Specifically, atopic dermatitis. The back of the knee is one of the classic spots for eczema in kids. It loves skin folds and creases. The skin can look pale or white, dry, slightly rough, and sometimes itchy. Sitting cross-legged for hours and sweating makes it worse because the sweat irritates the skin. This is my top guess, honestly. Number two is tinea versicolor, which is a mild fungal infection. This causes white or light patches on the skin. It is caused by a yeast that naturally lives on the skin but overgrows when conditions are warm and moist. Sitting with legs folded and sweating creates the perfect environment for this. So your fungal theory is actually very reasonable, Paul. Number three is pityriasis alba, which is very common in children. It causes pale white patches, usually slightly dry, and is considered a mild form of eczema. It is completely harmless and often clears up on its own. Number four, less likely but worth mentioning, is contact dermatitis. If the school floor or her socks or tights are irritating the skin in that area, it could cause a reaction that leaves the skin looking pale or discolored. Now, here is how to tell them apart. If the patch is dry, slightly rough, and sometimes itchy, it is most likely eczema. If the patch is smooth, flat, and not itchy, and looks more like the skin has just lost its color, that leans more toward tinea versicolor, the fungal one. If it is just a pale dry patch that does not bother her much, probably pityriasis alba. Now for remedies, and these cover all the bases. For eczema and general skin repair. Get a good thick moisturizer and apply it twice a day, morning and night, especially after a bath. The best ones are CeraVe Moisturizing Cream, the one in the tub, or Aveeno Eczema Therapy. These both contain ceramides which repair the skin barrier. QV cream is another great one, very popular in Australia. Keep that area moisturized and it will start to heal. For fungal infection. If you think it might be fungal, try an antifungal cream. Cane's 10, which is clotrimazole, is available over the counter. Apply a thin layer once or twice a day for 2 to 3 weeks. You can also try Salesun Gold Shampoo, the one with selenium sulfide. Sounds weird, but apply it to the patch, leave it on for 10 minutes before her bath, then rinse off. Do this every day for a week or two. It kills the yeast that causes tinea versicolor. Natural remedies that help either way. Tea tree oil diluted in coconut oil, about 3 drops of tea tree in a tablespoon of coconut oil. Coconut oil itself is both antifungal and deeply moisturizing. Apple cider vinegar diluted with equal parts water, dabbed on with a cotton pad, helps restore the skin's natural pH and fights fungus. And the big practical one. Talk to Lily about not sitting on her feet for so long at school if she can help it. Crossing legs is better than sitting on feet because it lets the backs of the knees breathe. The sweat and heat trapped in that fold is making whatever it is worse. If she can let that area air out more, it will improve. If it does not clear up in 2 to 3 weeks with moisturizer or antifungal cream, a quick trip to the GP or a pharmacist will sort it out. They can tell you in 2 seconds whether it is eczema or fungal just by looking at it. But my best guess, Paul, based on the location, her age, and the sweating from sitting on her feet, is eczema. Behind the knee is textbook. Start with CeraVe or Aveeno twice a day and see how it responds in a week.